Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I wanted to share, I know we talked about this before, about faith.
Yeah.
Now, my goodness. What? There's no aspect of your walk with God that does not involve faith.
That's all right.
I think it is a key component, a key aspect of, you know, what the Lord has called us to. And recently, we just heard a message, you know, having faith in God when God's ways are not like our ways.
Right.
I don't know about you, but sometimes I need a little help with that.
I know.
It's like, okay, God. I'm not out of my mind. I'm just out of your mind. You know, it's like, okay. You have a different idea here.
Right.
You have a different idea. But, you know, you got to think about certain things when you think about faith. Like, you know, what is faith? You know, well, what is faith? How do you get faith? What do you do with faith? And how do you know when you got it? Like you say, how do you know you're moving in it?
Right.
And so the Bible tells us, you know, Hebrews 11, this is the faith chapter, right?
Right.
Why faith is so important. You know, it says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
That's right.
Sure and certain. I've had times that I've been doubtful and confused.
Yeah, very uncertain.
But you know, we need to have faith. And not just faith in faith, but faith in
God.
And it's so true.
That's right.
I mean, it's so important. Mm-hmm. And it's faith in what we're hoping for. Faith in something that's not readily seen, available to us, to our natural senses. I don't know, something about being humans, you know what I'm saying? That if we can't taste it, see it, touch it, smell it, you know,
right.
Hear it. But it's not here in our physical senses, but we can have faith for what we're believing God for.
All right.
And God wants us to believe in God. I mean, he wants us to believe in him. He wants us to have faith, wants us to trust him. You know, Hebrews 11:6, I remember the first time I read this, the first time I go, whoa, this is deep.
Yeah.
But Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
Right.
Or like, oh, okay. I think this is a key component. Chris, yeah, I think this is something
important.
I think it's something we need to have. Because
yeah.
Think about it, without it, we're not. There's no way that we can actually please God. Listen, how can we believe that is a God that's going to reward us if we don't even believe that God is actually there for us?
Right.
You know, He wants to bless us. We got to believe that He exists and that He rewards. Knowing that He's going to reward us when we abide and spend time with Him. The reward is that we're going to hear his voice. We're being obedient to God. We're connected with him. We're in relationship with him.
Right.
There's great rewards in God. You know, when we get faith by hearing the word of God. It's amazing. So I encourage you to listen to VFN Radio as often as you can because it's the word that's going forth. And abiding with God, it's, you know, faith comes by hearing, Romans says, and hearing about the word of God, you fill yourself up. Let me tell you, there's so many things out there right now to attack your faith, to attack, you know, the enemy has many channels, if you will, to try to get in your mind and to cloud you.
Right.
And we need to be of people that move with surety, with certainty, with confidence, and knowing that God is with us, that we're with him, and God can do immeasurably more than all we can ask, think, or imagine.
Right.
He's God. But sometimes the enemies of faith is what? Ourselves.
That's right.
We're like,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right, our ways of doing things.
Start judging things. That won't work.
Yeah.
That won't work. It's like, are you killing it? Wait a minute, are you killing it? Now, like how we talked about the story of Naaman in 2 Kings. You know, I mean, that was
something.
That was something. That was something. If you're not familiar with the story in 2 Kings and Naaman, Naaman is a commander in King Aram's army. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy was a valiant warrior. Mm-hmm. He had great victories. And the word says that the Lord was with him. The Lord given him victory.
All right.
But, you know, this commander had an issue. He had a problem.
That's right.
Yeah, leprosy.
Yeah.
You know, leprosy is a skin condition, man, that is vicious. Actually, people still in this world still have them. And my understanding is that there's colonies in India mm-hmm. where people that have leprosy still live together.
Right.
So it's just skin condition. They have sores. And,
Right. Yeah, I know. It's terrible. I mean, they actually lose limbs. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fingers, you know, like their nose, things like that just rot. It's like a skin eating disease.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty awful disease, and it's highly contagious. So they have to be quarantined.
Right.
So here's this guy who's, you know, was a commander. He's a valiant soldier. He had mm-hmm. great favor with the king, but he's got this serious condition now. It's leprosy.
Right.
And so, you know, as we find out, 2 Kings, they have this little servant girl that lives with him and his wife, Naaman and his wife, and she's talking to his wife and saying, you know, if my master could get over to Samaria, mm-hmm. there's a prophet over there that can really heal him. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about that. I don't know what you guys thought about that. I was thinking about that and thinking, you know, what if they would have judged this old little servant girl who knows, was maybe folding laundry, mm-hmm. you know, and cleaning up the house.
Right.
What if they would have judged this little girl and said, who do you know? You know, this girl doesn't know anybody. I am Naaman, the commander of the army. Right. You know, I've got victory. I know people in high places like the king. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who do you know?
All right. Exactly.
You know, have you ever been a place where you, you know, yourself or just known, it's like, you know, just from experience where maybe unknowingly, but people just get to a place where they just start judging the very thing that could actually help them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's amazing because right there, his help, what he needed was right there, right in front of him. I think that happens to a lot of us that, you know, we have a need of God. Mm-hmm. God wants to bless us. See, that his heart is to bless us. We need to have faith that he is going to and that he can, right?
Right.
And the faith, you know, the answer to the problem of what we're believing God for, it exists. It's there. It's present. It's there. Mm. But it hasn't materialized. And here in just divine providence. I mean, you have this little servant girl who has the answer to Naaman's needs.
All right.
But if he would have prejudged this little girl and said she didn't know anything, what could she possibly do for me? Mm-hmm. She doesn't know in any circles. I mean, my wealth wasn't enough. My prestige wasn't enough. The fact that I was a violent warrior wasn't enough. I know the king. If the king has a huge interest in me getting better.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? If the king can't hook me up, I mean, come on. And yet, they didn't judge her. Mm-mm. They didn't judge her. So they're like, oh, okay, Naaman, you know, put a feather in your hat. That's good for you. So he goes to the king, and he's like, look, I got to get out of here. I got to go to this as a prophet, you know.
All right.
So this king writes him up a letter. They start heading down there. He brings clothes. He's got all kinds of jewelry. He's got all kinds of stuff. He's bringing gold. He's going to talk to the king.
Right.
And he shows up to the other king. The king's like, why are you coming here? I can't do nothing. You know, I can't do nothing for you.
Right.
And so he says, like, oh, my gosh. You know, I was sent here. I just, you know, oh, my, mm-hmm. what do I do? Mm-hmm. Then Elisha, the prophet, says, you know what? King, go ahead and send that guy on over here. We're going to let him know that there's a prophet in Israel. Go ahead and mm-hmm. bring him down here.
Right. And Naaman's not a Jew.
No.
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 Which is totally interesting, this whole story.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you would think, right? But he's not.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So he shows up in front of to the door of Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so interesting because, you know, Naaman has some expectations. I don't know how.
He had a lot of expectations.
I don't know how, but, you know, Naaman has some expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And so Elijah sends out this little servant. I mean, who knows? It could have been like, you know, I think of the Fantasy Island tattoo guy coming out. You know, Aunt, my mom says to go dip in the water 7 times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
He's like, who are you? He shows up in his chariots, his horses. I mean, he brought some stuff. He had to travel. And Elijah doesn't even walk outside of the house.
Then he shows his face.
And then he tells him, okay, you want to be healed? Go dip in the Jordan River 7 times.
All right.
Do you remember Naaman's response?
Yeah. He was pretty upset.
Angry.
Yeah.
Oh, he was hot.
Oh, my goodness. He had all kinds of expectations.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And the word says that he was angry.
Mm-hmm.
And then he spoke what he thought. It was like, oh, no, you didn't, Naaman. You did not go there. You did not go there. Did you just get angry and speak? And it's like, and just, you know, if you think about this, we're talking about having faith in God when God's ways are not like our ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Naaman had an expectation. Naaman had a huge need. And so he goes out to seek this healing that he needed desperately.
Mm-hmm.
So we would imagine, right? You got leprosy, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, no one wants to hang out with you anymore, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And he shows up, and now he gets an answer that doesn't fit his paradigm, doesn't fit his mind.
Mm-mm.
It's not the way he operates, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to think, how many times has that happened to us? And how many times are we believing God for God to do something in our life, in our home, our ministry, in our marriage, in our job, with our kids,
mm-hmm.
with our finances?
Right. We've played it over and over again in our minds how it's supposed to turn out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we imagine this whole scenario. God doesn't even get close to it.
I mean, just completely off of our grid.
Mm-hmm.
Now what you going to do?
Yeah.
And one of the dangers that we can, you know, fall into is that, I mean, does everything have to pass the litmus test, if you will, that if it makes sense to me, then it must be God. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If it has to make sense. Okay, it has to make sense. I mean, it's like, who appointed us
mm-hmm.
to judge of what makes sense? You know, say, okay, well, If Pat says it's okay, then must be God. All right, it makes sense to Pat.
Yeah, right.
Or Chris or John or whoever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened there? And there was a huge expectation. I mean, he even goes further to say, Naaman says, I thought he'd come out,
mm-hmm.
wave his hand and say, touch. You know, like, I thought he was going to do something, you know, spiritual here.
Exactly. I mean, you got to think about it. I mean, he's not a Jew, so obviously he's living in this foreign land where they probably had all kinds of, you know, witchcraft and incantations. He probably went to all of them, and none of it did any good.
Yeah.
So that was probably his mindset. This was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It totally blew his mind. Yeah, go dump in that mud puddle over there.
And you'll
be good.
Yeah. I mean, totally foreign. Mm-hmm. Totally foreign.
Yeah.
I think I think about that because oftentimes God, you know, he's not out of, you know, his mind. He's out of our mind. You know, mm-hmm. he's operating on a whole totally different playing field.
Mm-hmm.
And the question that we always got to ask ourselves is, do we want God's way or do we want our way? Do we want an answer to the solution or do we want to dictate to God? You know, we want God to agree with what our plan is. Well, I prayed about it, but I didn't expect God to answer like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So Naaman's got an issue here. Skin is itchy. You know what I'm saying? He's got a huge need. And I'm amazed, too, that sometimes people with the greatest needs, the greatest needs, often have the highest objections when God meets, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
What you don't eat McDonald's? You're hungry, but you don't eat McDonald's. You only eat steak.
Right. Go, okay. You won't eat peanut butter and jelly?
Okay. You got a need, right? It's like, wait a second. You need new shoes, but, you only wear Nikes. You only wear Nikes. White Nikes at that, but, we won't go there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious? I mean, how could Naaman have such a huge need like leprosy come all of that way?
Right.
Come all that way, and yet he didn't even see the condition, the true condition of himself. That's what pride does. Pride has become so blinding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes humility to have faith.
That's right.
Because, humility is total dependency upon God.
Mm-hmm.
And respect for other people.
That's right.
But he was so full of pride. It was just so blind that he couldn't even see his true condition. I mean, he got really? You're hungry?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not eating? And you're, you don't like TV dinners. Like, help me. Somebody help me right now. I was like,
right.
Like, we need to have an attitude of gratitude no matter what God tells us to do.
Exactly.
And so I love how his servants are around him. And I mean,
thank goodness for those servants.
Oh, my goodness.
He missed it.
I mean, Chris, you can only imagine the scenario. I mean, a little girl comes over and she kind of like elbows, like, Naaman, can I speak with you for a minute? You know, she has a little pocket mirror in her purse. She's like, Naaman, can just want to show you here your true condition. Like,
yeah.
Come on now.
Right.
You know if you're dragging your family through your situation, you got true needs. They don't went with you all this way.
Mm-hmm.
You know Naaman stunk. I mean, he had all these wrappings around his body. You can only imagine the stench.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, we are not going to travel with you all the way back. We came here, okay?
Right. We came here for a purpose.
You're going to get healed, all right? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on now. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. And one of the things is that when we become so full of pride is that then all of a sudden now we start to question what God told us.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously it didn't agree with what we thought was right. So now somehow we have to shoot that. Was that really God?
Mm-hmm.
But God, I have such better ways. I mean, come on. I mean, really? Dip in the Jordan River? Or were there not better rivers, he said, elsewhere?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That river's nasty. Think about that.
I know it.
When God's way doesn't make our ways, match our ways, are we going to humble ourselves and do what God said to do?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we going to be critical and judge the very thing that God wants to use in our life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a lesson that we have to learn. It really is a true lesson that we have to learn.
That's right.
Because this walk with God, this is a journey. Whether you've accepted the Lord, yesterday, or you've been walking God, forever, it's a journey walking with the Lord. You have to walk in faith. You got to walk and be able to trust Him. But trusting Him means that you're not trusting in what you know and your plans. You're trusting in His plans.
Mm-hmm.
You're trusting in His plans, and it takes great humility.
Right.
You can't walk into God and say, okay, God, I'm ready for you to answer me. That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah. And God's going to resist you every step of the way until you humble yourself.
That's right. And so they spoke to him. They spoke to him, and Naaman's like, okay. And so he goes to dip. He goes to dip in the Jordan. I mean, so unconventional.
Mm. Seven times.
Seven times he dips. Mm-hmm. Seven times. You got to know with every time he's dipping, he's looking around saying, is anyone looking at me? And I was like, and the Bible says that this man's body came out like the flesh of a young boy.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at young boys and young children, their skin is so smooth and just pretty good. There's no nothing on it. Just so soft.
Perfect. Yeah.
Perfect. And you think about it. How many things did Jesus do that was so unconventional?
Yeah.
It's like, are you really going to roll that dirt and spit in your hand and put that thing in the eye socket that I've been trying to keep clean all this time? Are you really going to do that, Jesus?
Yeah, exactly.
Elijah, did I hear you correctly? Did you tell me to give you the last porridge, just last little bit here, to you before I give it to me and my son before we die? Did I hear that correctly?
Right.
Was that true?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many things?
Oh yeah.
Like that. That God requires us to do. That's totally opposite.
Yeah. All of it required faith.
All of it required.
Because it made no sense.
Mm. All of it required faith. If it makes sense to us, it's like dangerous.
Yeah.
And I heard somebody say, you know, it's dangerous when you try to serve a God that you already have figured out. It's like, really? It's like, how big is that God? You know what I'm saying? How big is that God?
Mm-mm.
Come on now. We have to be able to loose our opinions and our judgments, get all the pride out of our life, and say, you know, God, I'm just going to follow you. Your ways are above my ways. Your thoughts are above my thoughts. And I'm going to trust you. I'm going to walk this out in faith. I'm going to walk this out in humility. I'm going to believe that you're going to do what you say you're going to do.
Right.
And it doesn't have to make sense to me. And so Naaman dips.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes out healed. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a situation that comes to mind when you just totally contradicts or totally, you know, what God you want me to? And when you're thinking, think about this. A lot of times, you know, when we first come to God, remember, we're getting rid of our stinking thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're trying to get away from the stuff that we've learned in the world and stuff that we've tried to do and all this type of stuff. And our minds are becoming to get washed and cleansed. When we're reading the Word of God, our faith is arising, and we want to start doing things God's way.
Mm-hmm.
And we start out well. We start out with good intentions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But after a period of time, what happens? What happens that fear and pride comes in, and it just stops that, well, I can only trust God up to this far.
Right.
Let me tell you, faith is something that needs to be exercised. It needs to be employed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what proves that you have faith is not that you say you have faith. Mm-hmm. It's that you actually do something with that faith. I always talk about the green light scenario. I don't know why, but I guess it's because it's easy for me to understand. But if you're sitting at a red light, let's say, and you and I could be sitting in the front driver and passenger seat, and you can tell me all day long that green means go. And I believe that. Yep. I believe that green means go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not until your right foot picks up and you press that gas pedal that you're actually proving what you believe.
That's right.
And our actions tell on us. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're really, really easy people to read. You know, you notice when people commit crimes, a lot of times their actions tell on themselves. They said people solve the crime just by looking with the people. Well, okay, you were here, you were there, you did what? It's like, okay, we got this figured out. And we constantly tell on ourselves what we believe and what we don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about what we say, but it's always about what we do. Faith has to be employed. It has to be exercised. And the more you exercise it in a little bit, the more you realize that you'll be trusting and exercising your faith for a whole lot more.
Oh yeah.
But you gotta start somewhere.
That's right. It's like a muscle. You gotta work it out.
You gotta work it out. Not one to work out in strength, but definitely one in humility.
Exactly.
We're talking about having faith in God. Having faith in God when God's ways are not like our ways.
That's right.
And he says, give, and then you'll get.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm
saying? Forgive, and you'll be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need to get out of our mind and get into his mind. We need to get to the place where we're just walking in true humility, complete trust, complete total surrender, And we say, God, you just have your way, whatever you want to do. God, we will trust you. Having faith in God. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.